Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante, and we have a fantastic guest for you today. And if you ever miss any of these guys in their shows in their entirety, you guys know Apple Music, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to find out more about these young men. And today's guest hails from Ann Arbor. He was a Michigan Wolverine, and he arrived on the scene in 2017 and made an initial impact. It's none other than that. You could argue the premier fullback of the 2021 NFL Draft, none other than Ben Mason. Ben, you've had a fabulous career. We just talked about the Senior Bowl before you went live. You got all the arrows pointed in the right direction as we build towards the draft. But with that said, how's this evening treating you?
Bo, thank you for having me on, first of all. But evening's treating me really well. I just got done with training, and I'm heading back to my hotel. But the whole process is going extremely well. Can't complain at all. Enjoying every second.
I know. I'm glad, man. I'm glad to hear it. And I mean, anyone who loves football, I mean, you've probably heard it 1,000 times, and I'm going to be the 1,001th person to mention it. I mean, Matt Sui, Rocky Blyer, I mean, all the great fullbacks that we think of, and then you come along and you just carry this tradition on. And I think when people think of football, the way we remember it and love it, you're that portal, if you will, Ben, that kind of lets us reminisce about the glory days. Now, I saw that you were Defensive Player of the Year in high school, and then you arrived at Michigan, I believe, to play linebacker, and then you start taking some snaps. How did that all kind of come to fruition where you're doing your thing at linebacker, and then somebody says, hey, you know what, let's try Ben at fullback, and then lo and behold, you become this premier fullback for the draft?
Yeah, well, coming out of high school, I played a little bit of everywhere on offense and was mainly a linebacker on the defensive side of the ball. Did a little bit of defensive end as well. But fullback is really just the epitome of being a football player to me, and I love everything about it. The physical contact and going from point A to point B and the prospect of arriving and just every single thing about it. You can showcase your athleticism as a football player and catch the ball out of the backfield, get the lead block. So every single part of the fullback position I absolutely love. And the way that it happened once I got to Ann Arbor, basically came in knowing that I was going to play a little bit of fullback at some point in my career. And happened when I was a freshman. So freshman, sophomore year, played fullback. And then junior year, actually had to play defensive line. A little bit of defensive tackle because that's where we were light at for the team. So I did what was best for the team then. And then senior year, I was back at fullback and H-back. So I really enjoyed my career in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and, you know, I love the big house. Me personally, I haven't been to every college day. I mean, by no means. But I've been enough to big schools, and I just think that particular stadium is the best venue to actually – watch a game. I don't think there's a bad seat in the entire, you know, stadium, and it's a massive stadium. If that is, and like I said, just a beautiful campus. Ben, now I'm curious, man. Growing up, I mean, were you the tough kid then? I mean, I saw a couple tough team award guys that, you know, as a freshman, you get this award at Michigan, you get it. I mean, that's just impressive. But were you always the tough physical dude growing up?
Well, it depends what you define tough as. I mean, I think what makes me tough as a person and a player is just my mental toughness. No matter what comes my way, it doesn't affect me, and I look everything for what it is. I don't associate good or bad with really anything. It just look at it in a very matter-of-fact way. And I carry that on the football field too, because when you get too high or too low, that can affect the way you and your team play. I know that as a player from looking back, so I make sure that at all times I'm as level-headed as possible.
Fair enough, man, and I love it. I mean, so in growing up, how about positions? I mean, put it this way, I guess Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the more athletic kid out there?
I was an athletic kid, but my parents talk about this all the time. Probably by about my third game playing, they knew that I would be it playing a very physical position, because I came down there on kickoff and just cleaned someone's clock. And I've really enjoyed everything about the game of football really since then. Like the physical nature is definitely what drew me in.
Well, once again, I mean, you've established yourself as in a fantastic spot as we close in on this 2021 NFL draft. Once again, Ben Mason, the Michigan Wolverine, stand out here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft and find out what this young man brings to the draft table. I'm curious, Ben, you know, down in Mobile, was there any specific thing that you really wanted to impress the scouts with when you did some on-field drills and just doing some practice and going through the reps?
Yeah, definitely. As a fullback, the most important thing is versatility. And I think I did a really great job showing that at my time in Ann Arbor. Did a lot of different things, played a little bit of tight end, played in the hip, played as a fullback in the traditional eye, played running back and ran the ball. So I've done a good amount of things. And then also played on the defensive side of the ball. And I also offer a ton of special teams value between kickoff return, punt, and punt return. I'm a four-phase player. So, and I can even play field goal and field goal block. So that was really my main goal going down there. And I wanted – my main emphasis was to show how effective I can be in the passing game when given the opportunity. And I did a really good job doing that.
Awesome. And what was it like? I mean, you're down there. You get the, you know, virtual interviews with teams, scouts. And they get, you know, they get to know you. They see you on tape. They see you on game day. But now they get to know Ben Mason, the man. What was that experience like, just talking to different NFL personnel and just expressing who you are?
It was a great experience for me. I mean, I just had to be who I was, and that's who I'm going to be on an everyday basis, the same person that they interviewed with. Because that's a big belief of mine. Ever since I was a freshman, I've really been the same exact person as I am today, as far as who I come in when I'm in the building, and that's never going to change. I'm going to bring 100% effort, no matter where I go, no matter what the setting is, and whether that's an interview, a practice, a game, in the weight room, in the classroom, studying, whatever the setting is, you're going to get the same exact thing from me. So, I think the scouts and the NFL personnel could feel that.
Fair enough. And I have to ask this, just because of your versatility. I mean, do teams view you in a wide variety of ways? Did teams mention you that, hey, we see you as this or that, or if we bring you aboard, I mean, we could be doing the same thing with you at the next level?
That's a question for them, but all I can tell you is, whoever gets me is going to get a guy who is willing to do a lot and is a very talented player.
They're definitely getting a talent to their bit. And, you know, we do so many shows, but a guy like yourself, I mean, you can just pick it up through the airways that your focus and your drive. And I think that's what's so evident when we watch you play. And I think that's why anyone who loves football definitely loves watching you do what you do and what you've done. And hopefully we continue to see you do it at that next level. Outside of the game, Ben, I mean, any other hobbies, interests? I mean, if you're not worrying about football and being the best player you can be, what are some of the other things that you just love about life?
Not much. That's really all that I focus my time on. That's basically my main hobby. It's my job, and that's what I like to do in my free time.
Fair enough. How about this one? When you look back at your Ann Arbor career, in terms of just plays that you love, I mean, if one play, when you guys break huddle, what is your favorite play to execute?
Definitely in the run game, definitely any isolation play, whether that be a weak side ISO or a Mike scheme. And I just love those downhill type of plays where you get to go one-on-one with a middle linebacker as a fullback. So that's definitely my favorite one play. My favorite play is definitely a wheel route. There's no better feeling than being able to track the ball when it's in the air.
And then haul it in, and then the rest is history. Ben, you've been fantastic. And, again, on such short notice to join us, we just appreciate you stopping by the C2P. And you've been training. You said you're out on the West Coast at the Sports Academy. What's it been like out there, and how much, I guess, how much have you changed from the day you arrived in terms of weight? I know your height doesn't change, but have you added, shredded, or just kind of remained at your playing weight from Michigan?
I'm similar playing weight. I played at about 260 this year. I'm probably weighing 255, right between 255 and 258 right now. And, I've definitely seen a lot of great results here, and I'm excited to showcase them at my pro day on March 26th.
Do you like knowing that you have about a month left, or do you just want to wake up tomorrow and go at it?
I definitely, if it was tomorrow, I would be perfectly okay with that. I'm in a really good spot, but I definitely enjoy the process of getting better and improving on all of my drills.
Yeah, and you mentioned that before we went live. You said you just love being out there, and you've had a fantastic time, you said, since early January. It's awesome. Ben, before we let you go, we call it three and out. Just a few lighthearted questions to take us out of the show. You ready to take a shot with those?
Of course. Let's go.
Now, we had Chris Evans and Cameron Cheeseman on the show last week, and we always, like, in a fun way, we asked what particular thing might get Coach Harbaugh a little riled up, if you will, at practice. And he said he was always one that would see your shirts untucked or somebody's shirt untucked, and he could notice it, and it would just kind of, you know, get him a little upset. Does that ring a bell, or is there something else that was kind of funny or quirky about Coach Harbaugh that would kind of get him going during practice?
When you said when they get him riled up, that's exactly what I was going to say. But I would probably say something that gets him riled up. I mean, yeah, I think that's really what it is. Like, the reason for that is because Coach Harbaugh is an extremely detailed person. And, like, when people don't have their jerseys tucked in, he takes that as, like, almost a personal attack. And I see exactly why. Because football is a game of lines. You play it on a field. 100 yards, every 5 yards, there's lines on the field, and every yard there's hash marks too. And it's just like very tightly, everything about the field is tightly made. And as a player, you should be tightly made too. And that's his view. And as a team, we try to do our best to replicate that.
Fair enough. I love that. Now, this one I'm curious about, because you're so darn focused, and I don't think any could throw you off that, but any game day superstitions, or you just kind of wake up and go at it?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have, like, a routine every game day. I mean, it's not like I gotta listen to, like, the same songs and stuff, but, I mean, there's really not too many, actually. I mean, when I was in high school, I definitely had a couple. Like, I remember one time I was driving to the game. It was a home game, and I drove the entire way, got to the school, and realized that I needed to turn around, because every day driving, every game, I would drive, like, the exact same way from my house, and I took, like, a right turn at the center of town instead of a left, and I ended up going home and just reading the drive. But in college, I didn't really have any superstitions.
That's a great story, Ben. That's a great story. And then the final one, we're going to be closing in on this 2021 NFL draft. I'm sure that's a weekend, if you will, where you're going to be accompanied with family and dear friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Family is definitely my mom. And honestly, I don't really care what she makes. I'm just looking forward to enjoy the day with my family and eat whatever she makes. Doesn't really matter what it is. I mean, buffalo wings would be good. Nice steak. But she for all I care, she could buy some muffins at the store, and I'd be happy eating those. I mean, it's just, it'll be nice to be around my family that day.
Awesome. Ben, you're a pleasure to watch in Ann Arbor, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. But anyone who loves football definitely must love Ben Mason. And with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Hey, thank you, Bo. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, Ben Mason, and this guy, he went down to Mobile, Alabama, and if he wasn't impressive enough, he set it to another level. Like I said, in my opinion, you premier fullback, H-back, if you will, of this 2020 NFL draft. And very appreciative of Ben sharing some of his time. He talked about just getting done training, heading back to his place, and for him to do that, very appreciative. Once again, Ben Mason, Apple Music, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.